Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit for this month. It also happens to be our All English lecture. Before the program, our Chinese teacher, there's actually a couple of them. They came to talk to us and they said, you know, doing this program is quite exhausting. We need a break. We need to go down to Kending and hang out at the beach down there.
Really?
And we said, okay, go ahead. Go ahead and have a little bit of a holiday. We can do it all by ourselves. So today's program is going to be all in English. No Chinese teachers today. But that's okay. Our students are smart. You can understand everything if you just pay a little extra attention. Now, in our News Digest program for today, we're going to be talking about a beauty pageant, okay? Or at least the future of the Miss America contest, which is where you have one contestant from each state and probably one from the District of Columbia as well, maybe from Puerto Rico or Guam too. I'm not quite sure how these things work, but a bunch of beautiful women compete for the title of Miss America, the most beautiful woman in the United States of America.
Yeah, she's not only beautiful, she's supposed to be talented and intelligent, things like that. We also have another pageant. I think that pageant is probably more for the most beautiful because they're only judged on their looks. Mm. But in the Miss America contest, they're judged on their talent, what they have to say when they answer questions to see if they, you know, can express themselves. How they look is important, but also how their body looks, which is the swimsuit part of the competition. And that part of the competition has changed. We're going to talk about that. As we always do, we're going to read through today's article. And then Tom and I are going to try to talk more slowly, more clearly, and not use any Chinese. The Miss America organization has decided that its contests will no longer feature a swimsuit competition. This change, which came into effect in September, is meant to reflect the organization's new focus. Rather than emphasizing the participants' appearance, the updated event aims to highlight what they have to say. Thus, the swimsuit portion of the competition has been replaced with an interview about the women's goals, achievements, and their plans for making a positive social impact. Many consider this a progressive move for a contest that has received its share of bad press. Last year, it was revealed that the organization's then-executive director, Sam Haskell, and its president, Josh Randall, regularly wrote misogynist emails about the contestants. The men have since been replaced. However, even before news of the scandal broke, the televised event had lost over a million viewers since 2015. In order to improve the contest's image and make it appealing to wider audiences, new CEO Gretchen Carlson decided that an update was necessary. Besides viewers, the modernized competition is meant to capture the attention of more potential participants. Carlson reports that many young women have expressed interest in the contest, but don't want to parade around in a swimsuit. By scrapping the bathing suit segment, she hopes to assure participants that their beliefs matter more than their bikinis. With these changes, the Miss America organization claims it's embracing a new era of female empowerment. Movements for greater opportunities, pay, and safety for women have swept across the U.S. in recent times. As society's views of women are changing, the famous organization is striving to do the same. Regarding the contest, Carlson says they're evolving it in this cultural revolution.
Hey, what do you say we discuss the contents of today's lesson now, shall we? This is our News Digest unit. It's our all-English lecture, And we're talking about the Miss America contest. It has dropped its swimsuit competition. Now, as we were talking about earlier in the program, there are a couple of big beauty contests, or beauty pageants, as they're most often called. There are a couple of them in the United States, the Miss USA contest and the Miss America contest. But, you know, like I said before, this is not something I really follow that much. And I think this is something that more women care about than men do. Ironically, you'd think a bunch of men would be glued to the TV watching, wow, let's check out all those hot babes. No, it's not the case. More women watch this than men.
Oh, or, yeah, we'd have Miss America parties when I was in New York. But my gay friends would come over, the guys, and would watch with us. But it's definitely more a girl thing. You're right.
Exactly. Just like more men watch the Super Bowl than women do, more women watch the Miss America contest. And now they're dropping the swimsuit competition. That used to be a staple of this contest, a segment. You know, there was the talent contest and maybe some other things. I don't really, like I said,
interview questions.
Yeah, I really don't know how these things work. But part of it was that they would come out one by one wearing a swimsuit and they would, you know, strike various poses and they would be judged on that. Well, you're not going to see that anymore. Here in the first paragraph, it says, the Miss America organization has decided that its contests will no longer feature a swimsuit competition. Notice here we've got competition. We've also got the word contest. And those are very similar words. But in this particular context, the word competition is like a smaller contest within the large Miss America contest or the Miss America pageant.
That's right. Well, this change came into effect in September, and it's meant to reflect the organization's new focus. We're going to talk about why this change came into effect. To come into effect means to start being something that's recognized. If it's a law, it means you have to start obeying it. A law will go into effect. We'll often say, oh, they just passed a new seatbelt law. It goes into effect next January 1st. So that's when it starts becoming something that you must pay attention to. And the change will be in effect come September. So why did this happen? Well, rather than emphasizing the participants' appearance, which is really what a swimsuit competition is all about, looking at the girls' bodies. The updated event, the way they've changed it, aims to highlight what they have to say, what their thoughts are, what's in their brains instead of just what their bodies look like. Although in the past they would excuse the swimsuit competition as being, you know, something that showed how fit the girls were, you know, so they were in good shape because the exercise. But really, that's not why they had the swimsuit competition. It was just to look at really good looking bodies. So if you have a participant, it just means someone's participating, someone's getting involved in something. And here we've also got the word highlight. If you highlight something, it's almost like you take a nice colored pen like yellow or orange and you underline it so it sticks out so people can really focus on that one thing. So if you highlight something, you really draw attention to it so people are paying attention to that more than other things. So they're going to update the event by getting rid of the swimsuit competition and then focusing more on what the girls have to say. And they always practice, of course. These aren't interview questions that they haven't prepared for. But at least, you know, it gives them a chance to express themselves.
I'm kind of disappointed with that. I kind of was hoping that they would change the swimsuit competition into an actual swimming race where the women would have to, you know, swim 100-meter butterfly, you
there
know,
you
something
go.
Like the freestyle. Or the backstroke or whatever. And whoever wins the race gets the most points. That's the way it should be. But in any case here, yes, they're highlighting what they have to say. I guess that's in addition to another interview question or something.
Yeah, because they were interviewed before, too.
So they're going to have another opinion on something like world peace or something like that. Who knows? Thus, the swimsuit portion of the competition has been replaced with an interview about the women's goals, their achievements, and their plans for making a positive social impact. So, yes, what do you think? How do you think you can make a contribution to society, stuff like that? And they'll be judged on what they say. They're also going to be talking about their achievements. And that's a noun, and that just talks about things that you've done, great things that you've accomplished in your life. These are achievements. Maybe you are president of the high school camera club or something like that, or you were a member of student council. You went to Washington, D.C. to meet the president or something like that. These are different achievements that you've had in your career.
Wow. So they're probably just going to lengthen the interview because they would ask the girls about some of this stuff already.Moving on to the next paragraph, many consider this a progressive move for a contest that has received its share of bad press. Even when I was young and growing up, I know that people would kind of make fun of the Miss America competition, you know, and I didn't watch it every year. I just happened to have a good friend by the time I moved to New York who just loved it. She had participated as a young girl.
Okay.
Because a lot of these girls who are in the Miss America competition, guys, they've been doing it since at least, you know, 6 years old. Because you need a lot of practice in how to walk and how to pose so you look your best. Anyway, she loved it, and so I kind of tagged along. And like I said, we had a room full of girls and some of my gay buddies who also like to look. Because it's a lot about makeup and style and presentation, those things that guys who aren't into that, they're not really interested in. But many consider the removal of the swimsuit portion in this contest to be a progressive move. Progressive means you favor social reform. You want to change things. You want to innovate. And you don't want to keep things the same. You want to keep changing things as you go along. Usually it has to do with social thought and the way society feels about certain things.
This sort of reminds me of the American magazine Sports Illustrated, where they have their swimsuit issue every year. I think it comes out in the wintertime or something.
Bestseller.
Like
the men love that.
They like that one, but I've always wondered, gee, what the heck do women wearing swimsuits have to do with sports?
Nothing.
Nothing really. And I'm sure lots of people have criticized it for that.
Oh, totally.
You are treating women like objects and things like that, but it continues, and it's a free country. They can do whatever they want here, and those women are not being forced to pose for those pictures in that magazine.
They're being paid a lot of money.
A lot of money, and lots of women would like to be models in that magazine. But in any case here, yes, a lot of people think that this is a progressive move for that contest. It's received a lot of criticism because of that swimsuit competition. I agree with that. How often do you see women parading around in swimsuits?
With high heels on, right? Bikini and high heels.
And swimsuits are supposed to be worn when you're going swimming, okay? When you're going to go exercise and stuff like that, at least according to me. Now, last year, it was revealed that the organization's then executive director, Sam Haskell, and its president, Josh Randall, regularly wrote misogynist emails about the contestants. So, okay, these are the people who are important in this organization. We've got the executive director, which is probably the top director of this program, and the president, these two guys. They were writing emails, but these emails were misogynist. And misogynist is an adjective from the word misogyny, which basically refers to somebody who hates women, especially if you're a man who hates women, misogynist. Okay,
so, or looks down on women. They might like to date the beautiful ones, but they don't respect them. They talk about them as if they are objects or animals. So, yeah, I would say it does mean hate, but not in the way you think. These guys definitely love beautiful women, but they use them and misuse them. This is all, Tom, because of the Me Too movement. I'm sure a lot of people out there have seen the Me Too, hashtag Me Too, that happened when Harvey Weinstein, who was the big Hollywood director, was caught abusing girls. Some even accused him of rape. And so from that point until now, these stories about men who are misusing their power and abusing women, they're coming out, and now things are changing. So that's where this comes from.
Indeed. So these are being exposed that probably would not have been exposed had there not been the Me Too movement here. But in any case, yes, they got caught here, and that kind of led to the swimsuit portion of the contest being dropped, being eliminated. Now, the men have since been replaced. Okay, so they got the boot. They were fired. They were canned. They were let go of, and they've been replaced. However, even before news of the scandal broke, the televised event had lost over 1 million viewers since 2015. So even before news of those hateful emails came to light, they were still losing viewers. People were getting less and less interested in watching this contest, or maybe there were other reasons why it wasn't as popular as before.
Too many channels. You know, yeah, too many choices on cable.
I think it's probably because too many people were spending time playing with their phones and not watching TV. But in any case here, we're talking about this being a scandal, which, of course, is just something bad that happens in society. It could be a scandal in the government or with celebrities or whatever. Just something that someone did wrong, especially if they're a famous person. It could be a scandal in the government. So maybe the president had an affair with somebody or took bribes from somebody, that would be a scandal.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be something that's illegal, but it could be illegal if they took bribes. That's illegal. That's against the law. But it could be moral. That would be, you know, having an affair with someone, or you find out a married guy's actually gay, has a gay boyfriend.
Oh, no.
So those things are scandals. People are like, oh my gosh, can you believe it? People will gossip about it. Yeah. People love scandals, let's be honest. So because of this stuff, and they'd lost some viewers, they wanted to improve their image, which some organizations are always looking to improve their image. They want people to think highly of them, to respect them. So what they did is they went out and hired a female to oversee everything. Her name is Gretchen Carlson. She is a former broadcaster, and she had been part of the Me Too movement. She had sued her boss for sexual harassment, meaning a guy, you know, kept trying to get her to go out with him. She's married, by the way, trying to, you know, get her to show him her body. It was terrible. Anyway, she won a lot of money, and now she's working in this area, and she's trying to help the contest image. She's a former winner. She was a Miss USA many, many years ago, and she wants to make it more appealing to wider audiences. If something's appealing, it's very attractive to people. They like it. It makes them want to watch more. They're more interested in something if it's appealing. You could even call someone appealing. Oh, I like her. She's very appealing, don't you think? Yes.
Or I could say for people who've lived for many years in Taipei, moving to Hualien can be quite appealing. What a great idea. It's nice and quiet down there. The quality of the air is nice. Yeah, they get earthquakes there, but still, it's a nice place to live.
It's quite appealing.
But in any case here, they want to make this more attractive or appealing to wider audiences, maybe get more men to watch it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay, well, let's take a little bit of a break right now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Miss America and their contest and how they've dropped their swimsuit competition. I think Tom explained that really well. He said the competition was a smaller contest within the larger contest, and that's what it is. And they actually call it that, the swimsuit competition, the talent competition. I don't know what they call the part where they interview them, but they're judged and graded on their responses as well. But they've decided to get rid of the swimsuit competition, which will be sad for, I think, some people out there, but not everyone. I thought it was stupid because, you know, they're walking on stage in high heels and bikinis. It looks stupid. So anyway, the new CEO, Gretchen Carlson, hopes that now that they've dumped the swimsuit competition, it will appeal to more people.
Exactly. So, yes, that might make it more appealing or attractive to wider audiences. And besides viewers, or in addition to viewers, the modernized competition is meant to capture the attention of more potential participants. So, yes, they want to attract more viewers, but they also want to attract more participants, and we're calling them potential participants. And the word potential just means it has a strong possibility of happening in the future. So they want, more young girls to enter these contests or something like that. They want to attract more women. And, yeah, maybe you've known somebody back in high school who was extremely attractive and they should have won that contest. But what? They weren't interested. They didn't want to enter that contest. And so if they get more people interested in the competition, they might have better contestants. Who knows?
Yeah, they might. So they'll definitely get people who in the past thought, well, the swimsuit part's stupid. I'm not going to do it. They might, yeah. So besides viewers, the modernized competition is meant to capture the attention of more potential participants. So if any of you out there thought about doing it, now's the time to, I guess, get started practicing. It takes a lot of work to actually participate in these contests. So, and you can't just enter the Miss America competition. You have to win a city competition or a county competition. Then you have to win the state competition. And if you win the state competition, you can go to Miss America. So it's a long road, I would say. So Carlson, Gretchen, reports that many young women have expressed interest in the contest, but, and this is a quote, we're using these words because these are some words that she heard from other girls out there. Many young women don't want to parade around in a swimsuit. And that's kind of how you feel. Like you're on a stage with all these lights and, you know, especially a lot of guys staring at you and you're walking around in very high heels. And a lot of them would choose to wear bikinis. I remember when I was growing up, no one wore a bikini. It was all a one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to show more skin, so they went bikini. And then nowadays, the last time they had it, you could choose one piece or bikini.
Okay, that kind of reminds me when I first came to Taiwan, nobody wore bikinis at the beach or at swimming pools here. It was always a one-piece swimming suit.
But people now, are modest, yes.
They're more modest, but now you see a few bikinis here and there, but I think the one-piece is still more common. And indeed, yes, if I were a young girl, maybe 17 years old or something like that, and someone said, hey, why don't you enter the contest? Well, I would, but I just don't want to walk around wearing a skimpy bikini or something like that.
Yeah.
So in this way, perhaps more women will be interested when they find out that, hey, you don't have to do that. You can wear different clothes or you can actually be asked an interview question. So again, they're trying to attract more potential contests and they don't have to parade around in a swimsuit. And by scrapping the bathing suit segment, she hopes to assure participants that their beliefs matter more than their bikinis. So they're scrapping this segment.
That's a good word.
Scrap here as a verb means you get rid of it. You drop it. We've also said that it's been dropped. It's been scrapped. It's been eliminated. And this is the bathing suit segment, the part of the competition that involves wearing a bathing suit. I think there's also the evening gown segment something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe that's right. Or a business suit. Maybe they've got that
segment
as well.
No, the evening gown competition's my favorite. I love to see the fancy formal dresses. If it's an evening gown, it goes all the way to the floor. And those are pretty fancy. So, yeah, Tom said scrapping means to get rid of. You can also use scrap as a noun. The scraps of something are kind of the leftovers. After we eat dinner at home, where I'm from, we have a dog. And so we take the leftovers and we call them scraps. We give the scraps to the dog. He loves them. So they scrap the bathing suit segment. And Gretchen hopes to assure or give confidence to participants that their beliefs matter. Yeah, if you assure someone of something, you kind of give them this feeling that you're guaranteeing something's going to happen, right? You make them feel a lot more confident and positive so they don't doubt you anymore. I assure you that package that you just mailed with our company will arrive on time. So you want to assure people and give them more confidence that something is definitely going to happen.
And this is a step in the right direction. Hopefully, eventually, like I said, they'll have the business suit section and then maybe the military uniform segment of the contest as well. I'd like to see what those ladies look like in some camouflage uniforms.
I bet they look cute.
That'd be pretty cool. Now, in any case, here in the next paragraph, it says, with these changes, the Miss America organization claims it's embracing a new era of female empowerment. So, yes, that's a step in the right direction. As I just said, it's embracing this new era. Let's get rid of those swimsuits. I totally agree with that. Who cares about swimsuits? Unless they're swimming in them. I want to see some action and not just standing there.
Yeah, posing.
Exactly. Movements for greater opportunities, pay, and safety for women have swept across the U.S. in recent times, and especially with the Me Too movement, as you mentioned before.
That's helping.
I'm not so sure how strong the Me Too movement here in Taiwan is, but in any case, yes, we're getting greater opportunities and, you know, more equal pay and safety in the workplace for women and stuff. So that, of course, is affecting this beauty contest.
Yeah, and I know for a fact that more women are graduating with bachelor's and master's degrees than men now. So there you go. Go women! As society's views of women are changing, the famous organization, and we're talking about the Miss America organization, is striving to do the same. We use this word striving to talk about people who are working hard, making a lot of effort to get something done. So it's kind of a weird word for past tense, though. He strove to get it done, or he strived to get it done. I tend to use strived more than strove, but strove is the correct, so is strived. And the past participle would be striven, which I wouldn't use. I would use strived again. So, but striving, we use it a lot to talk about someone who's really working hard to get something done. And the Miss America organization is striving to really help the women and change the way people view this whole competition.
Indeed. So here the last sentence says, regarding the contest, Carlson says they're evolving it in this cultural revolution. So here we've got the word evolve, which means to slowly change over a long period of time. We talk about that with living forms, living creatures in evolution, you know, animals change over centuries or millions of years, etc. So this contest is changing as well. It's evolving with the times, or it's evolving or changing with this cultural revolution. So there you go. And I suppose you're probably all interested now. Hey, when's the next Miss America contest? Hey, you can tune in, but don't be disappointed, because there's not going to be a swimsuit competition this time. But I'm sure it will be a great show nevertheless. But I'm still not interested myself. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. And there's no Chinese teacher, so we'll skip that part and we'll just say goodbye. So thanks for joining us. And please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.